No.
So I'm gonna take the role. Alan Beak is present. Danny Bostrom is on his way. Vanessa Ditson Briggs, are you here? Okay. William Hairwagon?
I'm present.
Wally James? Lydia Ponce? I'm here. Eileen Rosen?
Here.
James Sagerton?
Here.
Tom Voorhees? Michael White? Okay. Lewis Wolf? Cal Wolfley? Okay, so let me just start the meeting. Good evening. Today is November. Boy, I wish it was November. Today is October 29th, 2021, and the time is 8:24 Eastern Time, 5:24 p.m. Pacific Time. And this is the PNB Governance Committee. And we have an agenda that's carried over. This is a continuation meeting. So the what's on the agenda is for our consideration tonight. Nothing new can come in. If somebody wants to present an amendment to any of the articles that have been proposed, then you're more than welcome to do it. But we are not entertaining any new items for the agenda. So the first bylaws amendment proposal is Article 15, Section 1. Number 2 is Article 4, Section 6. Number 3 is Article 3, Section 1.
15, 4, 3. Sorry, just to get this.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's what's in front of us. And in my attempt to eliminate some of the confusion, we'll go to the first proposal, which is Article 15, Section 1, voting methods. And so you have what's in front of you, some of the rationale in regards to this proposal. Do I need to read it?
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by members, delegates, directors, and other spheres shall be conducted by single transferable voting method. Where there is more than one seat or position to be full, and by the instant runoff voting, where there is only one seat or position to be full, in any phase of evaluating IRV results, instant runoff voting, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved. If a tie on first place votes add up the second place votes and so second choice votes and so on. If this does not resolve the tie, the winner will be selected by lot, flipping a coin, or other agreed upon method of chance. So that's what's in front of us. And what it will replace is, unless otherwise especially provided in these bylaws, all elections by members, delegates, directors, and other spheres shall be conducted by single transferable vote. So I think by single transferable vote, voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be full, or a selection of a pool of at least seven GM or PD candidates by the instant runoff voting, where there is only one seat or position to be full. In any phase of evaluating IRV results, in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated until the tie is resolved. And so on. If this is not resolved, the tie, the winner will be selected by agreed upon method of choice, such as choosing the odd or even number, or after the decimal point, of an upcoming stock exchange trigger, but excluding flipping the coin. So I think the proposal wants to eliminate the flipping of a coin. Okay, so I know that's a lot. That's a lot to chew on.
Bill from Stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, this is another, this is one of many in here that I think is just trivial. The changes we're talking about, I'm not sure why we're wasting our time on this, but, and this is stuff that doesn't need to be in the bylaws. Changing from flipping a coin or other agreed upon member method of chance, which I think is fine to say it that way, but in replacing it with agreed upon method of chance, such as choosing the odd or even number after the decimal point of an upcoming stock exchange figure, but excluding flipping a coin. Yeah. Why make that change? It makes no sense. It's not needed. There's nothing wrong with what it says originally in the current bylaws about flipping a coin or other agreed upon method of chance. All they're doing is choosing between a tie between two people.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I think I heard Michael. Michael, did you want the floor?
Yeah. We have a lot of stuff before us, and it's been presented in a very confusing manner. And overall, it seems to represent a lot of clutter, mental clutter that we are being asked to recommend clutter the minds of everybody else at Pacifica, including eventually the listener voters and stuff like that. There are a lot of very important things that we need to do, and to have all of this stuff as distractions, and I don't think it's for, you know, I don't think a lot of this is very well done, or even does what it's supposed to. On this particular one, I do think it's crucial to have someone who wants to put this forward motivated, and it should be someone who thinks that they understand what it is. Because I have questions, you know, this business about this free-floating clause about a selection of a pool of seven GM or PD candidates, I don't think that is even possible to interpret what it means when it's being stuck in there.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anyone else?
This is James.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I think I understand the motivation for eliminating the coin flip, which is to take the human element out of it. You know, there are ways to engineer a coin flip, if you know what I mean, sleight of hand and such. And I do understand that the decimal point after, you know, whatever number you take, whether it's the stock market or the prime rate or, you know, some number that changes regularly so it can't be prearranged. I understand that. I understand that's being commonly used. So I don't have any particular objection to that idea. I do wish it possibly could be expressed more simply. And of course, we don't want to say we're taking out flipping a coin because we're trying to eliminate the human element. But it would be good if everybody understood that in the argument. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe this is Nancy's proposal. I don't know if Nancy's here to help clarify the situation. Nancy, are you here? Okay, she's not. Anyone else?
Vanessa has come on. Is that Vanessa?
Oh, Vanessa. Welcome, Vanessa.
Thank you for the reminder, Lawrence. I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And happy birthday. Is it today your birthday?
It's tomorrow. The same as blue. The same day of blue.
But you got to celebrate the weekend, yo. The whole weekend is your birthday weekend.
There you go. That's
anyway.
Fine.
All right. Well, anyway, do you have anything to say on this Monday?
Chair, this is Eileen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eileen.
I could suggest some wording if we wanted to, you know.
That's fine, sure.
Put that forward. So instead of in the original version where it says the winner will be selected by lot, flipping a coin or other agreed upon method of chance, why don't we say the winner will be selected by an agreed upon method of chance.
Okay.
The winner will be selected.
It's okay with me.
Using
make it simple.
Using. Oh damn it! I had put on track change. Using an agreed upon. That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
And forget the whole, you know.
Because I think there's only change. I think that's the only change to this article that she's suggesting, right? From what
well,
I understand.
She's got that other thing that Michael mentioned about the pool of candidates, but I don't understand what that means.
I would suggest deleting it because I don't think it's impossible. I think it's impossible to understand it unless someone can explain exactly how it would work. I don't think we should be voting on it.
Okay. So that's I would consider that to be a motion. But before I go there, Michael, is there anyone else that wants to be heard on this article? Article 15, Section 1, voting methods. Okay, hearing none. So Eileen suggested simplified language. Michael suggested that that we hold off voting on it. From what I extrapolate, Michael, that's are you moving to postpone a vote on it, or?
No, I'll move to delete that language. Because it can't be explained.
Okay.
And it doesn't make sense, and it would be impossible to administer because no one would know what it means.
Okay. All right, so let me just go there and delete. Nancy, you want to clarify what you mean in Article 15, Voting Methods, Section 1, in particular, the suggestion to move deciding by chance, and also what you mean by the selection of a pool of at least 7 GMs or PD candidates?
Okay, I cannot find it yet, but I'll go by what you're saying. See, what was the first thing about the coin toss? One of the PMB directors was telling the LSB that there is a way to manipulate by throwing the coin straight up, and if it does not bounce, if it comes straight down, you can manipulate and control the way it goes, but as long as it doesn't bounce. So it's really not a good way to break a tie. So I put the decimal point odd or even. The number odd or even after the decimal point of the stock exchange on a certain day. I put that there, and I was afraid to put any other method because I don't know of any other method. And what was the other one about? STV about picking. Candidates for the PD or the GM. There was a station, I won't say which one, and they had a management selection review or personnel committee to select some manager candidates. And the chair received around 39 resumes and arbitrarily threw them out and said they were no good. But the committee didn't get to see them. And they used, that's one point, but that I didn't cover on the bylaws. Okay, the point is, STV was not used to select, it was my majority vote. And so I wanted to put into the voting method that STV will be used for selecting managers or program director candidates instead of a majority vote of the committee. Did I make it clear?
Well, that's where I'm at, because the person that I think we all need a clarification, but I think Michael is very concerned about it as well. So I'm going to go to Eileen. But just to let you know, Nancy, that James clarified what you meant about the human element of a coin toss. Go ahead, Eileen. And then I'm asking go ahead, Eileen. I'm sorry.
Two things. First of all, is this the right place to talk about selecting GM or PD candidates? I don't know if they belong
Well, it's
that
in the
in here.
It's in the voting minutes.
Wait, Nancy, let Lawrence.
It's in the existing bylaws, Eileen, the ones that we are working from now. So
it's
not
in voting methods. Not in Article 15 voting methods. No, that was.
Okay, so
Nancy,
this is an addition.
I guess added that.
Okay, so this is an addition. Okay.
Yeah, in addition.
Hold on, Nancy. Hold on, Nancy, please. Eileen, are you done?
Well, I think I'm not sure if it's it explains itself, you know, to somebody reading the bylaws who doesn't have the luxury of having it explained to them. And my second point is, do we want to revisit the simplified language for the method of chance?
Let's dispense with this new addition to the
sure.
to the article in regards to the GMs and the PDs. Before I go to you, Nancy, Michael was seeking clarification. Does that clarify for you, Michael?
No, it doesn't. Confused. If you have a committee that is doing a selection process, general managers or program directors, are we saying that this applies to the committee, and does it apply? It says when you're dealing with seven, but you know, what happens if you're dealing with a committee that is setting up a panel of to send on that's going to be three or four, then does it reapply with the next when it goes to the LSB? And I guess it does not apply with respect to the general manager's involvement. I understand that maybe something we don't like happened at a particular station, but I'm not sure how this deals with that particular station. The method of chance, you know, I understand, you know, the Pete Buttigieg issue that's being presented here, but not everything belongs in bylaws. I mean, you know, when you're trying to figure out good procedures, you don't dump everything into the bylaws, no matter what happened in the Iowa caucuses.
Okay, so if I could just address that, then I'm going to go to you, Nancy. I think one of the ways to dispense with this is to vote on the proposed addition in regards to the pool of at least seven GMs or PDs. And the reason I say that, because I know that if something is not stated in the bylaws, then we are going to operate by chance. And normally, the way that things have been done, at least at my other speed, is usually by coin toss. So I definitely support James' iteration that we need to try to eliminate that human element. But I think the way to dispense of the proposed new language in regards to the GM and the PD candidates is I think it needs to be in the bylaws, because oftentimes we are operating with no direction, if you will, no navigation device. So I think that's one way of considering it. So I'm going to go to Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay.
You wanted to speak?
Yes. All right. Now I have it in front of me. The pool of at least seven GM or PD, I just picked that number seven because we had only picked four at our station, and then one was hired and then resigned 6 months later, and then one did not want it, and so the ID had only two choices left, and I think we were too frugal. We should have had more selection instead of just four. And we did that before in 2016. We only went for four. So I just put seven because I thought maybe it's a better number for the IED to, or the ED to pick somebody. And about the, let's see, I don't even
Michael
think.
White of the
I,
stack.
I think I'm convincing.
Hold on, Michael,
okay,
you.
Voting method. It says on Article 15, Section 1, all elections by members, you know, we'll be using STV, delegates, directors, LSBs shall be conducted with STV. It doesn't say anything about, you know, picking the candidates for GM or candidates for PD. So in our last selection in last year, the committee decided to do majority vote. And I said, no, we should do STV. And they want to do majority vote. And so the majority of the committee was picking. And I don't think that's a very good thing to do. just majority wins. I don't think that's correct. And they said, well, STV doesn't count for anything, only what is written in the bylaws on voting methods. It says member election by members, delegates, directors, LSB shall be conducted by STV. It doesn't say anything, you know, about candidates for GM or PD.
I lean to the stack.
Okay, hold on, Eileen. I have Michael.
Yeah, I'm holding.
And then I have you, Eileen. Anyone else want to be on the stack? Anyone that hasn't spoken want to be on the stack? I'll go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I want to avoid anything that would be disclosing of our current PD search process at WBAI, but. So I'm wondering if this provision means that it would be invalid if you couldn't find at least seven qualified candidates or people to vote for as many as seven candidates.
So one thing it does say, Michael, is at least. So that's
right.
That leads
to... So that's what I'm saying. You know, this mandate, so then is your whole selection process thrown out because you don't have qualified people that the committee is willing to vote for?
Okay, so do you have a counter offer?
My counter offer is I suggest that we take this language out of this proposed amendment, just deal with the coin toss elimination, if that's an important thing to deal with.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Eileen?
Yeah. This seems to be two different things. It's one thing to be electing members to the LSB and, you know, LSB business, delegates and directors. And for candidates for the GM or PD, the LSB doesn't make any final decision. They just make recommendations, right? So I believe the ED selects the GMs and the GMs select the PDs out of what might have been recommended. So I don't know. These just seem, I feel like we're mixing apples and oranges here. Also, I would also object to saying at least seven. There's no, at PFW, from my experience, we would not be able to come up with that kind of, you know, number of candidates.
Thank you, Adi.
Daniel here. Can I get on the stack?
Hold on. Was that Daniel?
Yes. Can I be on the stack?
Yeah. Let me ask you, Daniel, did you get the email? Because I copy and pasted and put it in the email for you.
I got the email from, with all this stuff from Nancy. I did not, the one I got from you was empty.
No, so I send you an email, copied and paste. Maybe I didn't copy it, but that's what we're working from now, Daniel. Let me go ahead. Go ahead and take the floor, and I'll check my email right now.
Okay. Can I speak on this number? Thing about seven GMs. Okay. Uh-huh. I want to say at KPFA, this was about a decade ago. We had an a case where we had only one candidate for GM, and he was really super qualified. He was everything we wanted, and yet. Then someone tossed out the thing saying, well, we have to have a pool of more than one, and so we can't. Then we had to go through this whole process again, and by the time, which meant we had to spend a huge amount of time at, and by then our really good candidate was gone. He had found himself another job, and so that really made things bad. I'm kind of skeptical about requiring a pool of at least seven or a pool of at least four or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is somebody that hasn't spoken wants to be on the stack? I'll call on them before I call on myself. Anyone that hasn't spoken want to be on the stack? So let me, we just went through this process of a GM search at KPFA, and we recommended four candidates to the IED to consider. And so I think it would be somewhat more confusing for the IED or the ED to have a pool of more than four, because that would be labor intensive, and also it's a pitfall, right? Because it put in danger of a candidate that we are interested in. So that's all I want to say about that. So I think I wouldn't want to eliminate this whole section of the bylaws, but I would amend to say at least four candidates, four PDs, or at least four GM and PD candidates by instant runoff voting. I still would like that to be in the bylaws as well, that it should be instant runoff voting. So that's my amendment to that particular piece. So are there any objections to that?
Bill,
okay.
I don't think the number should be in there at all. I think that whole section should be out.
Okay, thank you,
Bill. Like several other people have said, it's too confusing and it could complicate things when you're trying to get a PD or GM.
Thank you, Bill. I think I heard Eileen before you, Michael. Was that right, Eileen?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask if I was right or wrong about these being two different things, the LSBs conducting their internal business versus selecting GMs or PDs. What did other people
think? Well, I mean, that is one of the things that at least searching for GM is, I believe, that is in the bylaws. Some LSBs have PD search committees. I know we do at KPFK. So I don't know how that works at other stations, but I believe that's one of our charges, along with approving a budget. That's one of our responsibilities, right? To engage in that process. So that's why I would like it to be put in the bylaw, to be put in this article. Michael, I believe I'm sorry, Eileen, are you done? Does that clarify for you a little bit?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Anybody else has another
William
opinion?
For the
snack after. Okay, so I'm gonna go with William because he hasn't spoken, Michael, yet. Then I'll go to you. Go ahead, William.
Okay, I think that this method certainly needs to be left in there. I don't think someone talked about eliminating it. That shows what the democratic thinking of the board is, and gives the IED or ED you know, a feeling for what's out there, and they can make their selection from the group. I don't think we need to have a high number in there of 7. Maybe I could go along with you wanted 4, I think, Chair. But I'm not too worried about that. But at least it has to stay, because we need to do the SPV voting and we need the ranking. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I believe Michael, did you want to speak again? Or did I hear somebody else?
No, it's me. So this is saying that this is going to kick in the cases. It's not clear that you're requiring this number of candidates, but it says that it kicks in when there is this kind of pool, and it's not clear where the pool exists. So, you know, I think I can, I'm safe to disclose that we have hundreds of resumes that came in for the position. But it's not clear at what point you are enumerating this pool. I just don't know when when or how many times. Is it every time you're doing any kind of winnowing process of your candidates? So do you have to do STV voting if you're voting about going to from to the interview process, STV voting when you're going to the second interview process, STV voting when you go to the recommendation for staff review process, STV voting when you say you're going to go to it's not really I don't know really what we're talking about here.
Okay, so go ahead, William. Then just let me what we're talking about is whether to include that I amended it to 4, at least 4 GM and PD candidates. That's what we're talking about, and using instant voluntary voting as a method of voting. Go ahead, William.
I'm thinking that we don't even possibly, you know, see what other people think. We don't even need the words that have that number, at least 4 or at least whatever the other number was. Just delete those words. It's when we evaluate candidates.
As far as
Mr. White was talking about, at every step of the way, of course not. That's just a one-time thing for the IED.
Hold on, Michael.
No.
You're suggesting that we eliminate at least, right?
Yeah, and at least that number.
Selection of a pool of 4, 7, whatever, right?
It'll happen every time, right. Even if there's only 3, we're still going to do it.
Okay.
We're still going to rank.
Thank you. I'm tempted to go to a vote, but I'm entertaining Michael and Bill. Anyone else that hasn't spoken? And Lydia Ponce from KPFK, Director of KPFK, is on the call as well. Go ahead, Michael.
So I heard in the discussion the interpretation that this is simple and it's a one-time thing, but I don't know where that one-time thing is. So I think we're inserting a new interpretation in at that point. I'm wondering if it is a one-time thing, when that one time is.
Nancy. Lawrence, are you muted?
I was muted. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Michael. Can you repeat the last 15 seconds of what you said, please?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So it was explained that there's an interpretation being offered as to what this means, that it's simple because it's a one-time thing, but I don't know what that one time is. So I'm wondering, I think Mr. Haraway had said that it's therefore simple and therefore a one-time thing. So maybe he can identify what the one-time thing is.
Okay. I'll go back to William so he could answer that. Bill? And with anyone else, I went completely mute and I couldn't even hear you. So I got Bill. Anyone else after Bill?
Nancy asked to be on the stack.
Okay. Thank you. Bill?
I agree with what Eileen was saying, and maybe what Michael was getting at too, is that this is a different kind of thing. You know, the SDV is for elections. This isn't an election when you're choosing a pool of candidates that the ED will choose from for GM. It's a different thing, like Eileen was saying. And we shouldn't be constraining them and saying that you have to have a certain number of candidates or whatever. It's just not an election. And it's just another example of micromanaging the LSBs and making the bylaws too complicated. We've already got way too overly detailed bylaws already, and I agree with Michael that the language is still confusing, even if you change the number or take the number out. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Nancy, and then I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Yes.
Hi, William.
Was it William? Horace?
No, go ahead, Nancy. Nancy, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Or a selection of a pool of... put a number. Pool to send to... of candidates to send to the ED. I think single transferable voting is more fair, more diverse, a vote instead of the majority of the people on the committee having their way and picking, the next general manager without any input from or any diverse vote from all the committee. STV is a gathering of, diverse vote.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. William, and then myself. Go ahead, William.
I had two things, but I can only remember one right now. Someone said, ask where this was going and how come it's only once. It's because it's the referral to the ED, so it's only going to happen once. And if I remember my other one, I'll shout out my name, but I can't remember right now.
Okay. So the very fact that the Management Search Committee, PD Search Committee, does take a vote, it becomes an election. The selection of a GM candidate or a PD candidate, since it's a vote, it becomes an election of who to select, right? So it's not as and I think it's somewhat disenfranchising to not use IRG because it does two things, right? It's a confidential vote. It's a private vote. And somebody will feel free instead of having a voice vote. But either way, you're voting. So it becomes an election, right? So the selection becomes an election. So it that's the nature of our search committees. If you have the majority, then you could just vote as a majority. But if you have the opportunity to process the resumes of the candidates and stuff like that, the selection of those particular four or seven candidates, then you have the opportunity to engage in a private vote, and somebody could stand above the other candidates in regards to being able to have that opportunity for diversity and for privacy of a vote. Which is that's my disagreement with Bill Crozier, is that I know it's supposed to be a selection, but when you vote, it becomes an election. And if you
Lawrence,
have, if you
Lawrence
have,
on the call.
Hold on. Who's that?
Wally's joining the call.
Oh, thank you, Wally. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Wally. I got you.
Okay, so that's what happens, right? So, and that's been the history of our search committees. That's why our KPFK engaged in a private vote, and we were able to recommend four candidates to the ED, four excellent candidates that, in fact, some of those candidates were interviewed by the KPFT search committee. So that's all I have to say about that. So I think we should probably go to a vote on that. So why don't we go to the vote? My amendment is to have at least four, no, strike at least Bill, I mean William, wanted to remove at least. So it should be members, delegates, electors, should be transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled, or selection of a pool of four GM PD candidates, and by instant runoff voting where there is only one seat position to be filled. Okay?
Yeah. So that, William?
Go ahead, William.
Yeah, I don't think we need the number four either. Just as however it works out, we do.
Okay. All right, I'm amenable to that. So
thank you.
I recommend a pool of GM and PD candidates then, right? No number.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
Nancy.
Hold on, Nancy. Hold on, please. So let me see if I'm getting William right. So William, your insertion is a selection of a pool of GM and PD candidates by instant runoff voting. Is that, am I
yes,
in Yankee Stadium with you? Okay,
yes.
Good. All right. Okay, so that's what's on the floor.
Nancy, just a correction. A selection of a pool of GM candidates to send to the ED and a selection of for a pool of PD candidates to send to the GM.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so that's what's on the floor. Nancy, go ahead, please take the roll.
Or is there any objection?
Are there any objections? I think Bill's going to object.
Yeah, I object. I think the whole thing shouldn't be in there.
I just heard everything reworded, and so now we have something that we weren't even considering.
Okay. I think we moved this omelet around in the frying pan a lot, so I'm gonna go to a vote. Nancy, please take the roll.
Okay, for Lawrence's motion, yes or no, a pool of GM candidates to send to the ED or
no, it turns into William's amendment. That's William's amendment. William amended my motion. Okay, go ahead.
And a pool of PD candidates to send to the GM. And this is using STV. So William's motion. Alan Beek, are you here? Alan Beek votes yes. Thank you. I didn't know you were here. Okay. Daniel Bartstrom, KPFA.
I'll pass. I still got to think about this.
Okay. I have passed. Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Is she here? I do not hear you, Vanessa.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Is that Vanessa?
It is belated. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Vanessa, yes. William Crozier?
No.
No. William Crozier, no. William Heerwagen?
Yes.
William Heerwagen, yes. Wally James?
No.
Wally James, no. Lydia Ponce?
Yes.
Billy Ponce, yes. Lawrence, I'll come back later. Eileen Rosen from WPFW.
Pass.
James Sagerton from BAI.
No.
James, no. Nancy Sabar and Naitomi is yes. And Tom Voorhees from KPFA. Is
not
Tom here? I do not hear you. Okay, he's not here. Thank you. Michael White from WBAI?
No.
No, Michael, no. Louis Wolf from WPFW?
Not here.
Ah, he's not here. Okay, thank you. Carol Wolfley from KPFA?
Not here.
Carol? I do not hear. Okay, she's not here. All right. So we have, yes, one.
Go
two,
to the past.
Three, four. Oh, yeah, thank you. Eileen passed. And
I'll say no.
Okay, Eileen, no. And Daniel, are you ready?
Yes, I'll vote yes.
Daniel, yes. Okay, we have, yes, Sissy, Alan, Daniel, Vanessa, William here again, and Lydia Ponce, that's five, and Nancy, six. We have six yes. And no, we have Crozier, Rosin, and Sagerton, that's three, and four, White. Four no. And
there were five no's.
Two, three, four, five, yeah. William Crozier, Eileen, James, Michael. Who am I missing here? One, Michael, James, Eileen.
Wally.
Yeah, Wally. And, okay, so five no and six yes. Chair, how do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting. I don't need to vote. It passed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Point of order.
State your point of order, Michael.
I'm wondering, we talked about the rule about having a continuation meeting and having the vote requirement refer back to the original quorum. So I'm wondering how many votes, how many affirmative votes.
Well, we have quorum, Michael.
Pass this.
We have quorum.
Right, but to
pass
it, don't we have to go back to... Because of the dropping out of people, don't we have to go back to the original?
No, Michael. No, because we took
out... I don't know this rule, but...
Okay, yeah. So let me just state it for the record. We took the roll, and we have...
wish to change my vote.
We have 12 members present. Okay?
This
so,
is Alan. I want to change my vote.
Go ahead, Alan.
Too late.
What I heard was... five no and six yes, and I want to change my yes to a no.
Okay, and so I'll change my mind and I will vote yes. So that's 7-6.
Now we're tied.
No, 7-5. Motion prevails. No, 7-6.
Wait a minute. No, 6-6.
No. Let me tell you the no's. Alan changed his vote to no. That's one. Wally, no. Wally, no. Bill, no. Michael, no. James, no. You, no. That's six.
Mm-hmm.
And then I originally didn't vote, but I'm changing my mind. I'm voting yes.
Right.
So
I got that.
Okay.
But
so that's
Daniel.
Six.
I can tell you who it is. It's Daniel, Lawrence, Lydia, Nancy, Vanessa, and William are yeses, and that makes six. So it's 6-6 right now.
William, a request for information.
Hold on. So.
Seven.
Sort of parliamentary.
Hold on one second. Nancy, give me the tally again, please. With me voting yes.
You know, when I give the results of the tally, that is the end of the election, and Alan asked to change his vote after I gave the tally. So, do
no,
I not know something
question.
That y'all know?
Thank you.
Okay. This is Carol for the staff.
Okay, Carol.
Who's Carol?
I wanted to let you know I'm here and would like to vote.
Too late. Okay. How do you? It is too late. And Nancy's correct. Nancy's point of order has standing. Nancy did close the tally, and at the time the tally was 6-5, and with me not voting. So, that's the way it stands. Her point of order does have
Bill,
standing.
It was 6-6.
No, it was 6-5,
And Nancy announced the results. And then Alan Beek decided to change his vote when it was too late. So,
Chair, shall I recapitulate? I mean, shall I say who voted? Shall I recapitulate? Shall I tell who voted how?
Restate. Go ahead, no. Restate. Not recapitulate. You don't want to do that. Restate.
Oh, I forgot what the word is. Maybe I'm using the wrong word. Alan, yes. Daniel, yes. Vanessa, yes. William Heerwagon, yes. Lydia Ponce, yes. Nancy, yes. And that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was 6 yes. And then the no's were William Cozier, no. Wally, no. Eileen, no. James, no. And Michael, no. That's 5 no. And then the chair voted yes, so it became...
Wait a minute. He didn't vote until after Alan voted.
Right, right. The chair's vote does not count as well.
Okay. So it was 1... Alan, Daniel, Vanessa, that's 3, William Heerwagon, 4, Lydia, 5, Nancy, 6, 6 yes, and the no's were Coaster Bill, no, Wally, no, Eileen, no, James, no,
Michael, okay.
And Michael, no, that's 5.
And I would like to vote no, because
it's too late. We closed it up. We closed
the
roll.
Bill for the stack.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Carol. We closed the roll. So we are not taking any further votes on that.
And Bill, with a accurate request for information.
Go ahead, Bill.
So this was an amendment to, I believe it was Michael's original amendment, which was to delete that sentence completely. That's right. So now we go back to voting on that. As amended now by the...
No, we voted on...
Williams...
We voted on the amendment that amended Michael's amendment and amended mine by William.
Okay, so now we go back to vote on the amended version of Michael.
No, because that Michael's amendment becomes absolutely, it becomes mute.
No, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, but I thought you moved to delete that whole phrase or section.
But I believe that point of order that what happened is that. It's been replaced, so there's now a proposal to vote. We have to deal with voting on the whole proposed amendment with this new language change.
Exactly.
Well, I have an amendment then. I move that we delete that language about the pool of candidates for using STD.
That's not an order. That's dilatory because that amendment was already made by Michael, Bill.
We just voted on was whether what the number was going to be.
We voted on
to remove the number.
Hold on, please. Hold on, Mike. Bill. What we voted on was William Heerwagon's amendment to Michael's amendment to delete the language. He inserted his language, and that's what we just voted on, and his amendment prevailed. So you restating another amendment is dilatory because it's doublespeak and it's not in order. So,
well, I still think we should vote on Michael's amendment as amended.
No, that's not in order.
For Robert's rules.
That amendment was amended, and the amended amendment prevailed. So his amendment is obsolete. His amendment is obsolete. It is not in order. So now we go to the main article in regards to voting, as Michael said, on the proposed article.
This is James for the parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead, James. You know I'm not a parliamentarian.
No, I knew. Hold on,
James.
I appreciate that.
Let the helicopter go by. Hold on, please. Go ahead, James. State your inquiry.
I'm trying to understand the sequence of events. Michael, we had a motion. It was amended. There was an amendment to the amendment. That amendment passed. So now there's only one amendment on the floor. Why is it not appropriate to have another amendment, because you can have up to two, and is the answer, because the amendment that Bill is offering was the already what Michael's amendment was, and it was superseded. It was substituted
This is what happened. I could speak as the chairperson, not as a parliamentarian. What happened was I submitted an amendment to the original language in regards to I had amended Michael's amendment because he wanted it deleted. I wanted to reinsert the language of at least four GM and PD candidates, right? Now, my amendment was amended by William. That makes two amendments. William's amendment prevailed, right? So that amendment becomes part of the motion, of the main motion. So that's why we're on the main motion.
Actually, it sounds like we had three amendments there for a minute.
No.
Which we weren't supposed to do, but okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your point of inquiry, James. I did the best I could in the parliamentarian.
Point of inquiry. Do we have anything on the floor that Eileen proposed?
I don't think so. I don't recall, but I'll let Eileen speak for herself.
No, I just had that language to simplify the thing about the agreed upon method
of chance thing. And there was no disagreement on that one. So taking the human element out of the coin toss. Okay, Nancy, please take the roll.
No, it just said the winner will be selected using an agreed upon method of chance.
Right. Okay.
So
thank
it
you,
could
Eileen.
Still have the human element in it if somebody went with the coin toss, for example.
Right.
But
right,
I think
exactly.
I think this is fine, you know. I mean, really.
Okay.
Let's not get to the weeds.
Thank you. Nancy, please take the roll on Article 15, Section 1, as proposed.
That's what I'm asking. What are we doing?
Point of order, please. Chair.
Okay. I have a point of order for Vanessa. Go ahead, Vanessa.
No, it was the same thing. I just needed to hear it again. That's all.
Okay. All right. So take the roll, Nancy, on Article 15, Section 1.
I don't know what we're voting on. Could you please, Chair, tell
we're
us.
We're voting on the proposed amendment as amended, Nancy.
Read that whole amendment as amended so we know what
okay,
we're
voting on?
Okay,
I'll have the Secretary read it. Secretary, read it, please.
Okay. If this does not solve the tie, the winner will be selected, and here's where I put new part.
No. Hold on, Nancy. That is not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're voting on the article as amended, the bylaw proposal as amended, not on all of that jazz. So just read that, please.
Oh, you want me to read the whole thing?
Yeah, that's why Cal was requesting.
Okay. Voting methods. Article 15, voting methods, Section 1. Unless otherwise expressly provided in these bylaws, all elections by members, delegates, directors, and LSBs shall be conducted by single transferable voting method where there is more than one seat or position to be filled, or a selection... Wait a minute. Or selection of a pool of GM candidates to send to the ED, or a pool of PD candidates to send to the GM. Let's see. And by instant runoff voting, where there is only one seat or position to be filled.
Thank you. Take the roll on that.
Okay.
Are you done? Take the roll.
I don't think this is clear.
she didn't read the last part,
please.
Yeah, I haven't finished reading. Okay. In any phase of evaluating IRV results in the event of a tie, the next tier of choices are evaluated upon the tie is resolved if the tie on first place votes add up to the second choice votes, and so on. If this I put if in there. That's new. This does not solve the tie. The winner will be selected by agreed upon method of chance, such as the odd or even number after the decimal.
No. We just left it there.
No, Nancy.
Okay.
You're still reading your stuff. That was already taken out by Ali.
Yeah. Yes.
By an agreed upon method of chance.
That's it.
Period.
But then that includes flipping a coin then.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Nancy, don't add stuff in there, okay? The flipping the coin thing was taken out. The flipping the coin thing was taken out, and what was put in and other agreed upon method of choice. If the committees decide to flip a coin, then you know what? They could flip coins, whatever. They could flip out. They could do backflips, whatever they want to do. So please take the roll on what's in front of us, please.
Oh, okay. So, wow. All right. So I want to know what is in front of us. The winners should be selected by an agreed upon method of chance. That's it?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Period.
Thank you. All right. By agreed upon method of chance. Method. Agreed
and
upon method.
Agreed upon.
Take the vote, please.
And agreed.
By, say it again. By agreed upon.
And agreed upon. And agreed upon.
By and agreed upon. Thank you. By and agreed upon method of chance. I think this is a mistake.
Okay, take the rule, please.
So yes or no? Alan Beek?
It's not clear to me what we're voting on yet. What I want is to keep the coin toss, and I don't want to go into that agreed upon, because that'll just be a big fight.
Okay, so Alan, you either vote yes or no if you don't agree. If you don't agree, vote no.
What a yes means and what a no means. I want to keep the coin toss, and I do not want the agreed upon.
Then that's a no. That's, you just need to say it for yourself.
Okay. Alan says no. Let's see. Daniel,
I didn't hear Alan say no.
I didn't either. But from what he's saying, since the language of flipping a coin was taken out, he wants that in. I'm sensing that that's a no vote. How do you vote, right, Alan?
Point of order.
Hold on, please. No, not yet. Alan, we are in the middle of a vote. Alan, how do you vote?
Well, I move to divide. It's obviously two different things.
You are not recognized, William. We are in the middle of a vote. Alan, how do you vote? Come back to Alan, Nancy. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. But I'm sort of not clear now, either. The original.
Take the roll, please. This has been in the pot for a long time now. Come on, people. Pay attention. Nancy, take the roll, please.
Okay, the actual wording is if it doesn't...
Nancy, please don't insert and don't assume stuff. We are in the middle of a vote. Please take the vote.
I don't understand what we're voting on, because the original language...
You read it.
You read it, Nancy. You just don't agree with it. Then vote no.
No, don't.
Take the roll. Take the roll. Do not marry. Nancy, let me just say this. Do not marry your motions. Please take the roll.
I'm trying to tell you the bylaw says flipping a coin. It says that in the bylaws. So
okay, you know what? That was taken out. Take the roll. Discussion has ended. Please take the roll. Go to Daniel Bolsom, or I will take the roll.
So there's no point taking the roll unless you know what you're voting on.
Alan? Hold on, let me address Alan. Alan, you stated that you want the coin flip to remain in the language. That was
correct.
Taken out. So You need to make a decision as how to how you, are you going to vote. If you wanted to have that remain in the language, then I would think that that you would not want to vote, would not want to support that. So that's what's in that's what's in front of us, folks. Please, you know.
Okay. So the card that's being voted on. Can I make it clarified by an agreed upon method of chance? Whereas
right. That's
by
that's,
flipping a coin. So we're
no,
we're
not by flipping a coin. Please stop what? That. That was taken out, Nancy. It's
you're
other
not
agreed upon.
You let me. Will you let me speak? You're not listening.
Lawrence,
to me.
This is why we're confused, Nancy. Because you want to put
no,
your shit in.
No, I'm not confused. I'm not confused. We are changing it. Who is
it was changed.
I move to adjourn and continue this meeting.
I second. Agreed upon method of chance. I think we still
I agree.
Have
all we're doing
problem.
Is wasting
Excuse
time.
Excuse me. There's a motion to adjourn that takes precedence.
A quorum of a quorum.
Nancy?
Excuse me. Excuse me. 1 second. A motion to adjourn is one of the highest motions from what I understand. So we will vote
it takes precedence.
On adjourning. It takes precedent. We will vote on adjourning. And I just want to say this. When a motion or any article a bylaw proposal is sent to this committee, no officer or no individual member has the right to change it or to try to tilt it to any way that they want to. And Nancy, I'm going to admonish you publicly because that's what you have done. And that's why we are confused.
Oh,
so we are voting to adjourn.
Of lying? Is that
we are
doing?
Voting to adjourn. No, I'm stating that you receive stuff and you change it and you add to it. And this is why we are confused.
No, this is my proposed amendment, and I lie underline
the
difference.
This is not. This
it's a waste
is not
of
the
time.
Only thing. This is not the only thing. Okay. We are voting on the journey. And I'm going to take the roll.
You know, we have very little time, and we should not adjourn. We should work hard to get these amendments done. And people who want to leave, it's only 8:30.
It is a motion to adjourn,
Nancy.
I don't think Nancy was calling. I'm sorry. You know, Nancy was unrecognized. And you know what? This is why we are in the middle of a state of confusion. The Temptations called it a ball of confusion. And we are in the middle of a ball of confusion. And I'm going to admonish that person that helped create the confusion. So I'm going to take the role because it's as good of points that people make. No one has the right to change or to add or to delete anything from a proposal that's sent to this committee. That is up to the committee. Alan Beek, how do you vote to adjourn?
I vote not to adjourn.
Daniel Bolstrom, how do you vote to adjourn?
Not to adjourn.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs, how do you vote to adjourn?
No.
William Hairwagon, how do you vote to adjourn?
No.
Wally James, how do you vote to adjourn?
Yes.
Lydia Ponce, how do you vote to
No.
I'm a vote no. Aileen Rosen, how do you vote to adjourn?
Yes.
James Agaton, how do you vote to adjourn?
Yes.
Nancy Sabanaratoni,
no.
How do you vote to adjourn?
No.
Tom Voges, how do you vote to adjourn?
He's not here.
Michael White, how do you vote to adjourn?
Yes.
Lewis Wolf is not here. Carol Wolfley, how do you vote to adjourn?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion to adjourn does not pass.
Bill votes yes.
Oh, Bill. I'm sorry, Bill. And you vote yes. So I believe that motion does not prevail. Did anybody
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I got
6-6.
6-6. Okay, so it doesn't pass.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
Okay. So the motion to adjourn is not passed.
Chair, did you vote?
7 no and 6 yes.
I voted no.
Oh, then 8.
Okay, I think you voted out of turn, before everybody else.
I know. But my name came up and I just wanted to make myself known.